Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I don't think I did this last week, I don't fucking know why. But, basically, we gotta talk. Alright. So, Undead Chronic, more or less got doxxed. I mean, let's just be honest, the guy got doxxed. And, I don't know who he is yet. I'm pretty sure the whole goddamn world's gonna know because they found out locally. And, I have a lot to say about this. First of all, you may know I don't really care much for Chronic's content. However, that doesn't mean that I consider him an enemy or anything like that. And I love what Hammerhand said. Even if you didn't like his content, you thought it was too abrasive. You know, and Hammer said he was abrasive, which is true. He says a lot of things that some people don't want to hear. But he says, you know, that doesn't mean he needs to be your enemy. And that's true. He doesn't need to be. Even if he says, like, talk some shit, like, you know, TFM, you know, he didn't care for the guy being a little bit obnoxious and all that. And he told me that, which is fine. That's his personality. Look, I'm not going to hold anything against the guy because I don't know him. And I will say that, you know, he's been very helpful for a lot of guys. You know, not only him, but the whole war band. You know, Ribby and Manic and Reishi and Yidus and all those guys. They've been really helpful for the Manosphere. They are definitely part of the Bronze Age Manosphere. And a very big part. Very big part. Maybe we're running into Iron Age, you know. But even so, it's still important, you know, it's still important what they have to say. So, you know, definitely go ahead and listen to them. But, you know, what I am going to say is, look, the guy probably shouldn't have gotten drunk, angry, and been on the internet at the same time. He had a valid argument. The valid argument was PayPal stole hundreds of dollars from him. That is not a good thing. I don't care for that. You know, I wouldn't, you know, I still use them. But, again, that's probably not a good argument. That's probably not a good argument against them and all that kind of stuff. And basically, it just made somebody mad that Hammer says was apparently in the they were basically in the chat, and they told PayPal. Then PayPal basically just doxed him, and the way they doxed him is they doxed him to his job, and they had the FBI come to his house and ask a couple of questions. Now, this isn't what, you know, we thought. No, he didn't get pulled away in handcuffs or anything like that. Matter of fact, they didn't even confiscate his firearms. He's still allowed to have his firearms, so it wasn't that serious. But they asked him a few questions, and he said he's no longer going to make any content. That's completely his choice. Or, you know, maybe it's them. Maybe they told him that they didn't want him making any content or something like that. I don't know. And I don't know if he'll be seeking legal action. That's something that Hammer didn't know. I don't know what is next. And that's what he's thinking about. But we need to really kind of stress what I was listening to with Hammer. And I've said this before. It's not just Hammer that said it. It's me that said it. It's Drexel that said it. It's TFM that said it. It's a lot of guys that have said it. Really, really important for you guys to find yourselves some hobbies and things that you enjoy. In the mess of the Manosphere, we sometimes get into, like, there's this British band I was listening to. I don't care for all their lyrics, but they have a song called, like, Don't Get Into a Landslide, something like that. But we get into this sort of landslide, where we're just in this material constantly, just pouring on us, you know, and we don't get a chance to really step out and breathe. We're just covered in all this crap, you know, and I'm not saying that it's you know, not useful for a man to get his daily dose of red pills or whatever. But we need to keep that like a daily dose. We don't need to soak weeks and weeks and weeks of red pill and talking about these cucks and all these kinds of other things. And it's fine to vent. You know, you need to be careful when you vent, obviously, because people can think things that you say in anger are statements that you, you know, are concerned that, you know, they think that you're going to do those things. And, you know, I mean, I very well know that most guys are just letting off steam. There's very few that aren't. And those two definitely have some issues going on that I can't even help with. But I will say that I have never, even, you know, my early days were pretty crazy. I yelled and ranted and all that kind of stuff. And some people may miss that. But I'm not that guy anymore either. I couldn't even become that guy. Like, the closest I came to that was my, like, little Alex Jones-style rant that pissed off one of my ex-girlfriends because she thought it was real. But no, I did that little Alex Jones-style rant thing. I mean, I was real about the information, but I was just having fun. I was trying to see how crazy it could get. And I really can't just do that anymore, like, as far as these. I mean, I still get loud. I mean, you might have heard me on just the Hell Pie stream where I was talking about the fucking guys that continue to simp. And I can't remember exactly what all I said, but I know I meant it. I definitely meant it. When I yell something, I fucking mean it, folks. And that's a yell coming from a guy that hasn't yelled in a long time. You know, if it's not a comic or a game or something like that. So, yeah. I know what I mean it when I say things like that. And what I don't want you guys to do is basically get into this mode where you're just, again, constantly filled with this rage and negativity and anger and hatred. You know, I was reading a dictionary.com definition of MGTOW, and they said that women are banned from our groups, and that we have these three levels. Levels haven't been relevant since TFM started, folks. Like, you do you. That's the point. And, women? Yeah, I've had women on my show. Drexel's had women on his show. Women are okay in the manosphere as long as they're not chameleons. And a lot of them are, but some of them aren't. And we do need to respect the ones that aren't. You know, I've got a lot of respect for the badgers that are literal badgers. You know, some of them may be a little older. Maybe not attractive, Stacy's or whatever that the incels want. But no, they're women with knowledge that have been around, that have passed their good years. You know, they're actually to that point now where they're like, hey, I've been through all that. I've seen what's going on. This isn't like it was when I was growing up. And I don't want young men to go through this because this isn't right. The things that these women are doing, it's not right. And, I mean, we all age. I've noticed some belly fat, and I thought I was just gaining lots of weight, and I mean, I'm not. Like, I'm skinny, I have like a little bit of abs, and then I just got this little bulge at the bottom, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I learned that's just part of getting older. Sometimes you get weight in weird fucking places that, like, I'm skinny here, but for some odd reason I got this, like, pouch, and I had this pouch for, you know, as I was approaching my 30s. And it's just something that fucking happens. Now, I probably can work out to get that pouch down a little bit, but it is part of aging. You know, things do change. I was listening to a man in his 50s. He said, you know what? When I was younger, I used to be good for... This is good advice. He said, I used to be good looking from the neck down. I'm not anymore, so I wear nice clothes. Remember, this is that guy I was talking about in my Hell Pie stream that was the sugar daddy. He don't look good anymore, but he knows how to dress nice. So he basically makes himself out to look a little wealthier than he is, and it works for these girls. So, yeah. I mean, there you go. I mean, if he can do the sugar daddy stuff on my income, good going, buddy. I actually make more than he does. That's crazy. I don't even know how you can do sugar daddy like that. It ain't none of my business. Ain't none of my business, folks. I ain't here to jump on it. But one thing that really got me is, Hammer was working on some art. And, man, can he draw. Like, this is a man that's all about comic books. Like, classic comic books. Like, when he was talking about what Marvel and DC are doing, you could tell this was a man that's extremely disappointed. I didn't even know he was a comic book guy. I really didn't. And I'm like, oh, wow, this guy's a comic book guy. And, you know, I don't know if he's sat in any of my shows. I don't know. But I do really love comics. I mean, I sat through 2 hours of The Boys with you guys. I enjoyed reading that comic, you know, doing the Russian accent and all that. You know, that was fun. I enjoyed that. And I hope it took your mind off of things a little bit, you know, to just enjoy things. I kind of want you guys to enjoy things. You know, if any feds ever come to me and say, you know, now, Grimm or, you know, whatever they would, you know, my real name or whatever, it's like, would you ever want men to do anything harmful? It's like, of course not. When I made a big major change in my content, it was because I noticed all the pew-pew and the yeeting, all the mass shootings, the active shooting stuff, you know. I thought it was too much. It's like, dude, we got innocent people that died because you couldn't get laid. And it's like, because a lot of guys are frustrated. And I mean, not even talking about laid. And some guys are just frustrated for other reasons. I'm like, man, we've got to do something else with our lives than be upset and frustrated at the world. I understand Disney is getting woke with your Marvel and all this crap that you grew up with. But guys, you don't have to be a slave to this kind of stuff. You don't have to support it. Like, you can find other superheroes, you can find other comic books. That's why I want to do more indie stuff. You're like, oh hey, I like that one, Grimm. I kind of want to pick that up. Maybe I'll support an independent comic creator. Maybe I'll go support the Ripaverse. You know, black superheroes used to be a very progressive statement back in the day, I'll have you know. And now he's being looked at alt-right? Man, can a black man have anything anymore? Like, shit. I remember there's some lefties that were on my social media. They were poking fun of pit bulls. Well, they don't like pit bulls. They were saying shit about pit bulls. And a man literally remarked, he said, man, a black man can't have anything anymore. Because, you know, black folks, you know, really commonly buy a lot of pit bulls. That's something I know a lot of guys, Rottweilers, pit bulls, stuff like that. I bet Rottweilers would be next ones to go as far as their little campaign against these damn dogs. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I just see more stupidity going on. You just gotta laugh at it. You gotta laugh at it like Starless. Like, you know how Starless is so over the damn top? Like, that's how I think about it. It's like, oh my god, this is so shocking. It's like, no, it's just hilarious at this point. Speaking of, that Starless sequel is coming out on August the 4th, and you guys are going to laugh with me. So laugh with me, because we're gonna do this, but we're not going to do it on MGTOW.TV. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't have to do it on MGTOW.TV. You see, for some odd, well, this is actually very sad, but they're bringing Great Deceiver, the sequel to Starless, over completely censored, I mean butchered, beyond believability. How butchered is Great Deceiver, you ask? I want you to look for it on Steam right now. Hey Grimm, where's my age gate? It didn't ask me for my age. Log out of Steam if you're on there. Just log out like a normal person and go in. Grimm, where's my age gate? This is an adult game with like really crazy content, right? Why am I not being age gated? Because this is a game that only contains a couple of threats. maybe some crude humor, crude language. Oh, and partial nudity. But Grim, I thought this was a hentai game. Yeah, I did too. It looks like Steam decided, hey, you know what? Let's just take the whole fucking game, throw it in a blender, chop up all the hentai, and it had everything. It's an Empress game. It had everything Starless does, folks. And let's just give it to them like that. So what are you getting? Just plot. No sex. No idea what happened. Just fucking plot. It's like, wow. It's like if I... It's literally my Starless stuff on BitChute. So I thought, well, I'm already doing Starless and I'm censoring out the scenes. I don't even know if the CGs got added in. They might have just took out the sex CGs too. Because the game length is only 5 hours. And I'm like, wow, it's supposed to be 10 at most. I'm like, dude, you guys literally took 5 hours of the whole game out, and it was short as it was, and you're expecting to sell a fucking shit ton of copies? No, this is hilarious. They butchered this to such an extent, it makes me laugh and cry and pee my pants all at the same time. It's funny. You just laugh at it. I don't know what the hell they're up to. Yes, the Joran version will have all the crazy shit, but don't support them and their weird fucking casino shit, guys. Don't do that. So if you like hentai as a hobby, you're not gonna support this game. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for people to get upset on Steam because they're wondering, what the fuck did y'all do to Empress Games and Starless? Oh my god, it's sad. It's so sad. But yeah, all the degeneracy aside, like, I really want guys to be happy and humble. You know, I know you can't make a man happy for long, because he's always got something else he wants to, you know, that he wants to charge his energy. Like, I'm going to put my energy into this. I'm going to put my energy into that. I'm going to put my energy into this. So he doesn't stay happy for long. But I will agree with Hammer on one big thing that he said while he was talking about the, you know, during that Undead Chronic stream he did. I just wanted to live a peaceful life. That's what he said. I wanted to live a peaceful life. That's it. And he's a comic book, old school cartoon geek like I am. Like that old anime. He's talking about anime I'm, you know, more into and watching than this new stuff. So I get it, guys. Like, I totally get it. That's my mentality. And I'm like, all I wanted to do is be somewhere where I can enjoy the things I like before I die. You know, and a lot of people, they say, oh, well, that's a lonely, horrible life. I'm like, what's so horrible about that? I'm getting up, I'm going to work, and when I get home, I get to do fun things that I enjoy and personally bring me happiness. I don't have another person that I need to bring me happiness. I can... Ooh, well, that's gonna be fun. Let me go read this. Ooh, let me go read that. Let me go check this out. Let's watch this. I bet that'll be exciting. You know, stuff like that. Let's play this game. You know, oh, that game came out. That's cool. Let's check this one out. You know, there's all kinds of different things to keep a person occupied and basically enjoying life. You know, we're in this age where we have this novelty. Well, not even novelty. It's more of a privilege, and I don't say that in a social justice way. But it's a privilege compared to a lot of maybe third world countries or something that maybe not don't have this kind of entertainment. I know technology's gone far in parts of Africa and stuff where, you know, previously wasn't. But there's a lot of people, there's still people out there that don't have this kind of entertainment. You know, and you really need to be thankful that you do have what you have. You know, so have fun. Go out there. I say it over and over again. It's like a broken record. Life is short. 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 Remember that. I want it to sound like a fucking broken record in your head. Life is short. Life is short. Life is short. That annoying you yet? Good. It needs to. I want you to fucking get up in the morning and hear that. Life is short. Because it is short. It is short. Anything can happen to you at any time for any fucking reason. There's nothing in the world that will say I will be here tomorrow. I hope I do. You know, I hope and pray I'm with y'all tomorrow. That'd be great. I get to do more fun things and enjoy more fun things. I wake up hoping I'm going to see the next day. Every day I close my eyes. Or every night I close my eyes, rather. But sometimes things don't happen that way. You know, and it'd be rare, it'd be odd, but it sometimes happens like that. So, what I want you guys to know is that, yeah, your life, you know, a lot of people just take it all for granted. I'm gonna be mad at this, I'll be mad at that. And fine, get angry, get upset, get the shit out of you. But at the end of the day, go find something that brings you joy. Like, brings you happiness. You look at Hammer drawing great comic art. I'm like, damn. He says, I draw all kinds of different types of women. Well, I like looking at all kinds of different types of comic women, cartoon women. I like them. Not the woke ones particularly, but, you know, I like the Vampirellas and the Lady Deaths and Red Sonjas and, you know, stuff that we're going to be doing on my comics week pretty soon. I want to, you know, the Witchblades and all that. So yeah, go ahead, check that out. By the way, Humble, they released two bundles this week. Image bundles, guys. You're gonna have a reprint, a redo of the 90s bundle. If y'all missed it, it's a good bundle. I recommend it. It's a 90s comics, 90s image. They weren't woke. You got some real old books in there. Good books. Books that maybe Hammer has read. I don't know. Books that I remember growing up with. So check them out, and then you've got, of course, your 2000s image. Now, your 2000s image wasn't woke. You might see a little bit of progressivism pop in, but it wasn't woke. Not yet. So you're still going to have, I think you get the first volume of The Walking Dead, but you get a bunch of other shit. Some I've never even heard of. You got Invincible on there. I know that's a little progressive, maybe a little woke, but there's a lot of stuff in there. A lot of good books. $25, I know they're high, but you get a lot of good books if you want to support them, you know. That's up to you. If you don't, you can support the charity. If you're not, you just support Humble. You don't have to give them no money at all. You can just give all the money to Humble if you want to put out something else you may want to buy later. And you still got your Judge Dredd. That's a rerun for people that didn't get that Judge Dredd the first time. And there's a couple Alan Moore in there. I think there's that one Alan Moore he did where the guy wanted to be a woman and a man so much that he literally just disappeared. People didn't give a shit about him anymore because he changed his gender so many times. That is fucking brilliant. So check that out. So you got a lot of shit. A lot of shit, a lot of good comics, a lot of good comics from Humble right now. So go on ahead, get those, read you some comics if you like comics. That's what I do. Play some games if you like games. There's going to be good games coming out. We're hitting towards fall. You know you got a couple releases coming out, 2022. Guy already told me he's got a copy of Xenoblade 3 already. He's really enjoying that. So go ahead, pick that one up. I know Live a Live came out, that new 2.5D or whatever the hell, H2D HD shit. That came out. That's a classic game. That game goes way back to my days, folks. 1996, if I recall. Just never did come to the United States. Now, we have a translated version on the Super Nintendo, but this is a whole brand new deal they did. So, I don't think it's woke. I don't hear nothing about it being woke. So, you know, check that out. So much you guys can check out. Just so much to look forward to. That's why I don't get a lot of these guys that want to go off themselves. I literally say to them, you ain't got no goddamn hobbies. And they're like, oh, I can't get, I'm too depressed. Well, that's a medical problem, bro. Maybe it's not so much medical as I need to get off my ass and lift some weights. Now, I know I ain't He-Man by any means, but I lift weights. I was talking to a guy that really lifts in the gym, and he told me, he said, you know what, you know, 34, 5, that you're doing better than most people do because most people don't exercise. And I'm right. Like, I got to, there's maybe one day I won't want to do it, but a lot of days I go in there, I said, I need to go in here. Even if it hurts, even if it causes some pain, that's good. Get some pain early in the morning. Get you some pain because you're going to feel pain throughout the day. You might as well get you some pain that makes you feel good. When you go in, you're like, I feel pumped. I'm ready to go. Isn't that a great feeling when you lift for just a little bit? I'm not saying lift all, you know, just 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Just do some lifting. And you feel, man, I feel good. I'm ready to go in there and kick some ass. You feel like kind of a man. You get that testosterone pumping a little bit. That's good for you. Y'all need to have that. You know, that's very important. I want y'all, you know, getting some exercise. Staying off the junk so much. Now, I have a bad habit about it, too. And boy, I tell you what, I got a damn sweet tooth, and I like damn salty snacks, too. So I got to watch my ass on that. Like, I've said, well, no, I'm going to put them down. No, I'm going to put them down. Man, I could go for some cookies. No, I don't need them cookies. I got to be good, but I don't need them right now. Maybe in a little while, I'll go ahead and grab some cookies. But, like, a couple months, something like that. Maybe a few weeks, something like that. I'll grab one box, and I'll go through that one box, and I won't buy nothing for a while. I actually was eating these, what are they, extra cheese goldfish, bro. I had to throw them out. They was too much for me. Just so much salt. It's like they take the whole goddamn thing of salt that you go buy and pour half to 75% of the fucking salt in the goddamn box and call it done. It's like, man, if I want that much salt, I'd just pour it right out of the damn deal myself. God knows what's doing that to your cholesterol and all that. I thought goldfish crackers was good. These were awful. I'd never eat them again. They're extra cheese. No, they're extra fucking salt what they are. Ooh, can't eat that. I might go up to Subway, though, maybe. I eat Subway every once in a while. They said they got these new sandwiches. I like going up there. The main dude up there, he's an anime guy. He likes to talk about anime and shonen. You know, black guys love a lot of... Hey, just saying, black guys like shonen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shonen, really masculine, manly stuff. You know, men fighting men, getting stronger to fight other men. That's pretty manly right there. I'm going to tell you right now, that's as manly as any action movie we grew up with. Because what was it? Chuck Norris, you know, he'd go in there, I'm gonna beat this man. You know, and he'd punch and kick him and it'd be corny or whatever. And he'd go get the girl. But that's kind of like we have with a shonen anime. Oh, you'll never beat me. And then the guy goes and he trains and gets stronger and he beats him. And then there's another man, he gets stronger and he beats him. You know, that's what's not manly about that? That's manly as all hell. Now, some of these guys, I'm agree with Drex, they can be a little simpy. But we ain't got these real masculine fucking dudes anymore. I mean, at least the show, the fighting, is manly. At least that's got some masculinity in it. But I don't know, guys. I'm just a what do they call it? Alt-right, I guess. I don't know. I'm just alt-right and toxic masculinity and all these horrible things. That's not what a man is. Yeah, show me what a man is then. I don't know. I don't fucking get this shit anymore. But you know what? All I'm going to say is it's bad what happened to Chronic. Even if you didn't like his fucking content. And TFM literally told me, he said, I hope he had fun while it lasted. And that's the same thing that TFM thought, you know, because he got up there. Chronic had like 300 and something people. Now he's got like 50 something people. And I'm talking about K, thousands. You know, he had 320K, 54K. Yeah, you guys get it. But anyway, yeah, he had thousands of people that followed him. You know, he really had a whole thing going. Artists, animation, just really doing the whole thing. And they got him. Like, they literally said to him and said, I mean, it's his channel. It was his channel's content. He took it all off. And that's a 14 channel. This man fought YouTube. 14 times. I've only fought him a few times. And you know what my channel look like on YouTube. It's got crickets on it. Because I just don't even fuck with it unless I got some reason to. Something that YouTube might feel is okay. So I like y'all here on my alt tech. I thank y'all for joining me. I noticed there was some more subs that come in. I'm glad to see y'all. I hope I can make things interesting. I hope I can keep you coming. I can't promise anything, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try to make it where y'all can support me a little bit. I might open up a Patreon where, I mean, I can't give you guys nothing. I've said this. I can't. Like, I work every day. The only thing I can give you is the content I give you. So if you want to support it and you like the channel and you just want to say thanks, you know, I'm glad you're covering this game, like this Maggot Bates. I'm glad you're covering this comic book. I'm glad you're covering this cartoon, this movie I want you to see. Y'all can request movies when we start doing movies. We don't want to do anything too new because we don't want to get busted. But we will do some... You know, 80s, 90s, you know, 60s, 50s, anything, 70s, 50s, whatever. We will do some movies like that. So, if you want some movies like that, we'll watch them. Like, I'm down to watch a movie. I don't know why you guys wouldn't be, right? We do our little commentary. We'll try it. We're going to try it during the horror movie month. But if it takes off and y'all like it, we'll do some more. We can do Christmas, we can do Jingle All the Way, stuff like that, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to be holiday-themed movies, but, you know, it's whatever. We can do some full moon pictures. Shit, we could do Damn Softcore and laugh about that. There's some funny plots to some of these. There's some movies I need you guys to see. I'm real talk. And y'all probably ain't never even heard of them. You'd be like, damn, Grim, I didn't know this shit existed. Like, I'm not even going to tell you the names of them. Like, this is shit way back when that we kept. Like, no, this is shit I found out about. Like, when I was a young man. I say, you ever seen what? What's that? Hold on, let me go track this down. And then I'd go watch that, and I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, we going to watch that shit. Don't y'all worry. At any rate, though, this is the Grim Lord. I'm gonna be out for this Grim rant into the heavens, because I am literally ranting to the fucking heavens right now. And it's only just begun, folks. I've been fighting with leftists and just going crazy. People think I'm fucking nuts, which is fine. I want the left to think I'm fucking nuts. They are, too. We're all a bunch of nutty, whatever. Whatever got nuts. I'm not even saying nutty buddies. That sounds fucking gay. We're all a bunch of fucking Snickers bars. No, that's fucking gay, too. God damn it. It ain't too much you can do with nuts that ain't gay. Man. Ridiculous. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens.